Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Monday, January the 8th, 2024. And I have two guests on, Richard, a good friend of mine, and Nicole Powers, who has WitnessSpeaks.com, her website. Now, Nicole brought to me yesterday that the fact that they were seeing aliens inside of Miami Mall. Now, I found some stuff that was being reported on TikTok, which I'm not part of, don't want to be, for security reasons. But I found some videos up on YouTube, and I intend on putting them up today and putting them up with the show. Now, we had a long talk this week. I have with Professor Joe, who's quite aware of what's going on. A friend of mine that's a former prosecutor out of Greeley, Colorado, living in another country, that worked for the CIA after leaving Stanford University, and she worked for them in artificial intelligence for 4 years. Now, they were developing some of the stuff they're using against us now in the way of toys. With the robots and all this stuff, and you see these robots on TV and all. Don't look at that. I mean, they got human beings running around that they've been cloning in Arkansas. They built robotoids that are mu metal, element 115, and they can breathe. They can have sex with you. You don't even know if it's a real female that you just picked up, whatever. Could be one of the robots, robotoids. Hope, Arkansas, the birthplace of Bill Clinton. Here's the point. We've had earthquakes, and I've been meaning to try to get them up on my website, folks, and I hope to have them up, and they're kind of delayed, but we've had an earthquake in the New Madrid Fault. And the house woman reported on the news, her house was shaking for the first time back and forth like she was in a boat. The New Madrid Fault, they had to close down a county down there in Tennessee because it was letting off methane gas after the BP oil spill 14 years ago or whatever it was. That artery, that methane gas, if you take one breath, you're dead. They found two people dead in Tennessee, and they had to close the county off after testing down there, and they got the National Guard down there since surrounding and moved everybody out because a pilot light would have lit it up and it would have blown. It'd be like a nuke going off in the Mississippi River in the four corners there of Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, and Tennessee. So they've had this whole county closed down because it's seeping out of there from that British petroleum oil spill. What you see in the Gulf where they're drilling, yeah, and other things, you'll see on top of the platform, you'll see a fire coming out where they're burning that gas off. It's methane and another gas that will kill you. Here's the point. That artery ran from there all the way down out into the Gulf, and then it turned and it ran and wrapped around the southern part of Florida. If that thing ever goes off, it's going to wipe off the whole south tip of Florida. It's going to open up the Gulf of Mexico all the way to the Great Lakes. Chicago will be underwater, and it will put half of Missouri, Illinois, and Tennessee underwater, open up the Gulf. Now, the Scalin map, S-C-A-L-I-N map, was Office of Naval Intelligence that developed it. And they're showing the Gulf opened up. They're showing half of the tip of Florida gone. They're showing California being wiped, except for the mountains become islands in California, etc. These are things that they're calling end time prophecies, things that will come about. Now, I believe in God and Jesus, and I believe that part of the Bible, there's so many versions, the International Version, King James Version, the Roman Catholic Version, the Jewish Version, I mean, the Mormon Version. And if you take and read the scripts and the chapters, they don't match up. But one thing I do know is Revelation 13, two stars hitting the earth. And they saw this in CERN. That's Wormwood and Sister Star. And two-thirds of mankind die from drinking the water. Becomes bitter, it says. I believe that that is going to happen. Now, Super Spook Otis Johnson, before they murdered him, and he's working for General Flynn, and General Flynn, 2 weeks later, was indicted illegally on some false charge. He was a National Security Agency. And Otis worked directly for him. And Otis told me, he says, "Stu, don't worry about Mueller. If he doesn't do his job and prosecute Hildebeest for what her fake dossier is, he says, I'll be personally arresting him." Well, he never was arrested. Otis was murdered. And I talked to him on his deathbed. They stone darted him to death. Satellite. But Otis told me in the Super Collider in CERN in Switzerland that the NSA has people over there and they're monitoring it and they're doing everything they can. People report, oh, they're trying to let the demons out of hell, the center of the earth. They're trying to let them out, etc. They're already out here. You just don't see them. They're around you all the time. You just don't even see them. But there's fallen angel-possessed human beings, and there's 200,000 of them registered with the National Security Agency under the 1952 to 2012 extended agreement, Otis told me. John Lear's dad, my friend, is now dead. He owned Lear Jets, and he built 150 saucers for the United States government in 1952 from the alien technology. Between 52 and 59, he built 150 saucers for the government. We have saucers out there. We have the Federation and the Confederation, they call it. The Air Force is the bad guys with the aliens hooked to them. And the good guys are Office of Naval Intelligence. Now, Contact Magazine wrote about this as a result of Gunther Rusbacher, my friend, the first one that contacted me from a jail cell. Or Steve Wilmson had contacted me because he contacted him because he had part of Tower 64 Limited Partnership at Denver Airport when they were flipping the land for 5 years and it'd be worth 5 to 10 times instead of $1 million. All of a sudden it's worth $2 million the next year, and then the next time it's worth $3 million, then it's worth $10 million. And that's part of the fraud I exposed at the Denver Airport. Four national scandals. You can go read about it on my website and the whole bit. And my grand jury demands against the crime syndicate, because I was married into the crime syndicate and didn't know it. Now, the things I've learned from different spooks, I call them super spooks, CIA types, NSA types, etc., I learned a heck of a lot. And I met Otis in jail in Denver. He was busting the Louisiana governor because he was the assistant to William Casey. And he saw a human sacrifice there at the old Navari when he went to get an order signed by the vice president of the United States, part of the Iran-Contra stuff that Casey was going to testify to. Casey never made it. Bush held him down in a chair, stuck a needle, two goons held him down, broke in his house the morning he was going to go testify about Bush was out of control. Daddy Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, and his gang of thieves. Clintons were part of it, Bill and Hillary Clinton. Now, recently it came out in this stuff about, anyway, Casey, they shoved a needle in his temple, and he got a cerebral hemorrhage, and he was laid in the hospital for about 10 to 14 days in Bethesda with the floor closed off, with Secret Service below him and above him, and all the nurses and doctors, because Otis went and saw him, because he was his direct assistant, along with another guy. They went and saw Casey, and Casey told him what happened. He was running his mouth to all these doctors and nurses about Bush being out of control and all the things he had done. The guns, drugs, thieving the country, blowing up Oklahoma City, bombing the whole building to get rid of documents, all the stuff they couldn't shred in the White House fast enough. He put him in there to blow it up. Now, he was behind 9-1-1 with the Israelis, etc. I mean, I'd go on for hours, but I'm not going to do it. We're going to make this a short show. But the things I've learned, CERN. Two stars, he told me in 2017, he said, Stone, they've seen in CERN that sometime between late 2021 and 2025, two stars will hit the Earth. They won't be able to send a saucer out there and put a little rocket on it and divert it. And he said, then sometime before and or during 2025, which is next year, he said, a fireball six times the size of planet Earth will whip around the sun and hit the Earth. I said, that's the end of the Earth. He said, you got that. I said, you think it's going to happen? He said, they haven't been wrong in CERN yet. And he says, you know, I was raised as a Christian. He says, I believe we will see the end of the Earth and the return of Jesus Christ. New Earth, new heaven. Now, with that said, another anomaly has occurred. Besides New Madrid shaking, and I've still got to get it up about the other places, and they're real low. They're not deep like a normal earthquake. This is an energy weapon. This is what my friends who are in the know. And I talked to one of Otis's friends in the past day to find out. I had a minute on my throwaway cell phone, one of those cheap ones you buy at Walmart, and then you get rid of it after it gets too hot. I talk to people that way. That way people don't know that I'm talking. Gov, that is. The bad guys. Here's the point. People are seeing giants, aliens, 8 to 10 feet tall down there in Miami in this mall. Now, Nicole brought this to my attention yesterday, and I dug into it, and there are YouTubes up there I plan on putting on my site, where they interviewing people, so forth. This is part of what's going on. There's 9 billion people on the planet. 6 billion have taken the shot. They figure they're dead. okay, the COVID shot, and they're dying like crazy. I mean, we got, I don't know how many million are up there. It's like 80 million dead or something now in the United States alone. Because it clogs up your heart, turns your blood to oil real thick, and you have a heart attack and die. Now, we're going to be seeing more earthquakes. We're going to be seeing a lot of famine because they're destroying food crops with heart, weather modification, etc. But I think this first alien thing, I believe it's all satellite projected. Now, with that said, I'm going to bring Richard in. He's a born-again Christian, and so is Nicole. Now, Nicole, report to us.
Well, yesterday I called you because I thought, like the Adi integration tip, I felt that you need to report on this about the alien sighting, and I wanted to tell you so you could bring other people in to give more clarity on it, because I thought that it also could be a part of the scare event that people in, like, the White House said that it was going to occur, that there were going to be things done deceptively to impact the American people and the psyche, like their mind. They want to traumatize people with this event. And I wanted you to know that you could bring more parents, you know, more people in the
Richard, put your mic on mute for a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cop cars and people yelling and screaming coming out of that mall, and I just wanted you to be aware of it.
And I appreciate you bringing to my attention, and you talked to Professor Joe. He's quite aware of what they're going to be doing as well. And we've been talking about with these earthquakes and others, and a friend of mine with that, who was artificial intelligence out of Stanford after she got her law degree, became a prosecutor in Colorado. She had to leave the country. They tried to murder her. And it's because of people are contaminated with radiation in the water coming from the North Platte River. It runs out of Denver. It's all clean water. And people are reporting nosebleeds from it and everything else, and they're contaminated, and a lot of people are dead from it. But they were dumping the plutonium from Rocky Flats on this 2,000 pounds, supposedly, on the hillside. They were dumping all that right in a dump right along the river. And now the river's all contaminated. So anybody living in Colorado, you're getting radiated if you're in the northern part of Colorado, Brighton, clear up through Greeley, every place, if you're drinking the water. I just want you to be aware of that. But this report of these aliens, 8 to 10 feet tall, I have something on my website. Some videos are up there on YouTube. I'll get them up today of these witnesses that were in the mall. It scared them so bad, they all ran out of the mall. A whole bit. And a lot of black kids and younger people. And were calling the cops. I mean, they swarmed the place down, from what I could see, the videos with the cops. Then they got some guy that was there, called his dad, who was a cop. His dad says, I can't talk about it. They told us not to talk about it. He says, Dad, aliens inside the mall. He says, I can't talk about it. That's what he said. I got the video, if it's still there. Now, Richard, what is going to be going on in end times? The destruction of mankind? Richard, unmute your mic. Richard, you there? Richard? I asked you to mute your mic. Maybe you need to unmute it so we can hear you, or did I lose you?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, Richard. I can hear you now.
Okay. I had a hard time unmuting my mic. I think they're all over my phone.
I understand. Now, what's end time prophecy say? We're going to have a couple, Revelation 13, a couple stars hit us. And then We're going to have the return of Christ shortly thereafter. Now, this fits into the timeline. Talk about...
turn all the water into blood and all that.
Okay.
That's what it's
going to
do.
Okay. Now, this would be a way to scare people to death. Earthquakes all over the place. They're shallow, folks. They aren't a normal earthquake. They're being hit with this new weapon they've got. They've had these weapons for years. I talked about the technology with saucers clear back to 52 starting them. I mean, they got technology that's 100 to 200 years ahead of what the human race has any idea about. But this whole thing is to get rid of that normal human race and make a bunch of robots, is it?
Yeah.
Now you're seeing. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're trying to cut me off.
They're trying to cut you off right now? I don't doubt it.
Yeah, well, I'm in New York State, and they're very. It's like every time I try to get your channel, I'm going to have you send me a link to my messaging so I can get it, because I can't get it the normal way, because you can't get it through Google no more. Plus, I think New York State got a lot of restrictions on stuff right now.
They're putting heat on everybody right now, and they're claiming 80 people were involved with the. That they haven't arrested yet. They can't find him in the January 6th event. They keep pushing that, trying to overthrow Trump in the future election. They're doing everything they can, folks, to ruin the United States of America. And look at what's going on in Israel. They're slaughtering all these innocent people in Palestine, the true Hebrews of ancient time. Their bloodline shows it. There was a video I had of a professor that had tested in Israel and so forth. Israel was created in 47, and it was the Khazarian Jews out of the Ukraine, which still control the Ukraine, etc. And they're the ones trying to overthrow a lot. And they're trying to kill all these people. They're just wiping out innocent people just to drive
Brzezinski,
them out of that.
Brzezinski, one of them.
Brzezinski?
Yeah, how do you pronounce his name? Brzezinski?
Brzezinski?
Yeah,
I don't know whether he was or not before Putin. I don't know. But I know that Bibi Netanyahu is a human. He commits human sacrifices and the whole bit, he's evil. Whether he's an alien-possessed human being, one of the 12, they call him the Council of 13, where the Baphomet, the goat-headed demon, appears and then goes out and kills one of their enemies while they're sitting there drinking the blood of an infant that they just killed. Otis Johnson witnessed it in Denver, Colorado, getting an order signed by Bush. The old Navaris, where they do it, but they do it all over the planet various times. The summer and winter solstice in Colorado because of the ley lines, their energy grids. So when they do this, they're projecting off into the minds of people this evil stuff, just like they're doing now with the satellite, making aliens appear in a mall and scaring everybody half to death. Okay? But Nicole, you want to add to this? Richard, you're going to have to hit your mic again, buddy.
Okay.
It's a biologic. And I think SARS probably had something to do with this too. And I think it's just going to get worse. I think more activity will be seen at night, and I think people should stay safe and stay indoors and just pray. We have to pray about this and ask for protection.
No.
And I just feel that I think all this has to happen. It has to happen, and I think they're probably even provoking God with this. Because they
want a
battle. I believe
they
want a battle. The evil. And we're just the casualties and all this doing. That's all I have to say right now.
Okay, now, weather modification is one of the ways they're doing a heck of a lot. If you look on your weather map sometime, and you got a counterclockwise rotation of a big storm over a state or over your city, that's HAARP. Now, if you go to geoengineeringwatch.org, Dane Wigginton, he's got the best site and reports on all this. Now, we're having all this stuff happen. Like today, we're having snow here in the Midwest. Right now in Topeka. And I don't know what we're supposed to get, around a foot or something. But I saw that the storm was rotating counterclockwise on the Weather Channel. When we're having these things, we've been burning up all summer long and fall and everything else. Abnormal temperatures. That's all part of HAARP. And they dragged the jet stream down. They did it for the first time in 2006. They drug it down, and it caused damage. $2 billion worth of damage to crops in northern Texas. And they did that to test it. And then they moved it back up about 2 to 3 days later. And Otis had told me about it. It was their new technology that they had developed to be able to control the jet stream. And if you watch the jet stream, many storms have come down from Alaska. That's where it's at, Harp. It comes down along the Gulf, or along the California coast. Then all of a sudden it does a left hook, and it runs across Arizona. And then it turns around and comes up to the bottom of the northern part of Texas. And then all of a sudden it goes a straight line up kind of to the northwest or northeast, causing havoc with tornadoes and everything else and storms across the U.S. That's an example of HARP, being able to see it on the weather channel, on the weather maps, your local weather even. If it's turning clockwise, the storm, it's a normal storm. If it's turning counterclockwise, it's part of HARP weather modification. Now, if they're able to move the jet stream around, and they're able to make volcanoes go off, which two of them have gone off in the past month, big ones, one in Iceland and one over in Spain, and it caused an earthquake in China about, what's it been, 3-4 weeks ago. It leveled 155,000 houses and buildings were demolished from that earthquake. Then they had the earthquake in Japan about a week later that leveled half of Japan. Now we're having earthquakes over here in the United States that they're feeling it's shocking. Like up New York, they had one up there that wasn't very deep. They're surface level earthquakes that they said happened between Queens and Long Island. And a report the next day that they had all these calls of all these explosions and so forth. Now, there's a lot of things going to continue to happen, because this is the demonic side of things, the evil side, the devil and his minions. These are the ones that control the planet. 95% of the wealth of the world are controlled. Like Henry Kissinger, I estimate when he died, he was one of the council, he was worth about $150 trillion. I know that when my ex-father-in-law died, Otis called me and told me he was dead in 2004. I said, good. He said, well, no, Stu, it's not going to end your problem. He said, whatever lived in him lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him. He said, it jumped into Larry Mizell of Denver because he was the one that did the best for him. He had had 150 people killed for Milman, stealing their properties and their businesses. I watched how much money he had when he died. He had $100 trillion he was in control of. $100 trillion, folks. And he had left to my ex-wife, ex-witch doctor, I call her, and her siblings, and my daughter, the whole bit, left a $50 billion estate. Now, what's interesting is these are the people that ran Donald Trump out of Atlantic City, because he built that hotel over there. And Hillary Clinton, during the election, stood in front of the hotel videotaping her and saying, oh, Donald Trump bankrupted on all these people. No, it was the insurance companies that Milman and Bush had that had made him the loans to drive him out. Then they cut his note because it was a call note. In other words, they could call his note anytime. They did right after he got the buildings up. He didn't even get the siding on the buildings. They never even paid the subcontractors. They're required under law, the insurance company was, that made the loans to pay the subcontractors for the work they did. But they did this because Trump was taking all their money. Now, what's interesting, in the Milman family trust, they registered with the Denver courts to make it look like it was legit money instead of drug money and stolen money and all the other. There were two hotels in Panama when they invaded Noriega. When they invaded the place, because Bob Hunt, I was in jail with him. He was the Office Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander that captured him. And Bush is on the walkie-talkie with him as president saying, kill him, Bob, or I'm going to punish you. Well, he punished him, stuck him down there in Springfield for 6 months. And I used to walk the track every night with him. He told me all these secrets, all these spooks, Iran-Contra players that were with me, even 500 federal agents locked up. One of them was John Cole. If you go to the front of my website, underneath breaking news, there's a picture of a helicopter. That was documents he gave to me. He was infiltrating Bush, selling tanks, selling helicopters, selling fighter jets at Granite City Steel, Granite City, Illinois. And he was working down there to infiltrate. They found out he was a Fed, and they locked him up down there. I got those documents from him while I was in jail. I got so much information and met so many spooks, etc. That's the reason I know what I'm talking about. But this energy stuff that they're doing now with these earthquakes, They're going to continue. They're going to continue. Eventually, the Gulf of Mexico will be to the Great Lakes. They're going to shake that place until they blow it. And remember, that artery wraps around the southern tip of Florida. The Scallon map shows the southern tip of Florida gone. These are what we're going to start seeing. They're going to start putting scare tactics to the max against everybody. So, I brought these two people on here because they have a deep faith in Jesus Christ and God Almighty. Now, is that the only thing that's going to save us, Richard?
Yeah, Jesus Christ is the only one that can save us and protect us through all this.
Yep. Nicole, I think you're in agreement.
Yeah. Our greatest strength is in our Savior, and He can defeat all evil.
I mean, folks, 3 weeks before my daughter was born, Baphomet, the goat-headed demon, broke the front doors down. Comes down, clunk, 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 into the master bedroom. I open up my eyes and I see this goat-headed demon banging his tail, 6-foot tail off the wall. I could see him staring at me. I knew I was dead. I closed my eyes and said, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, I command you out of here now, Satan. All of a sudden I hear this whirlwind and this big bang. And I jumped straight after I saw he wasn't there. I jumped, the adrenaline shoved me off my back straight up into the air. And I hit my head on the ceiling, on a ceiling joist on one side, and a ceiling fan hit me on the other. I had 2 knots on my head. I jumped out of bed, grabbing my pants. I look over at my ex because the moonlight was coming in the back door. It was warm, not hot, but it was about 70 some odd degrees that day in Dallas where I was living with her 3 weeks before my kid was born. It was on June the 21st, folks, is when it happened, while they were doing a human sacrifice, these evil ones in Denver. And the goat-headed demon goes out. They call it the Council of 13. It's actually 12 humans possessed by these aliens, which are fallen angels, but the NSA calls them aliens. The goat-headed demon shows up at the big party when they're doing a human sacrifice on these different ones. They do it in Denver every year on the shortest day and the longest day, like the 21st. I did a show, if you go up there, and talked about it with Joe, Professor Joe, because he's quite aware of it and what goes on.
Yes, I gotta go now because I gotta go to work. It's like 1 o'clock now.
So, if you see one of these aliens, and I'll let you go here, if you see one of these aliens or anything, go ahead, Richard, and I thank you for coming on.
I'll try to come on again sometime.
Okay, we shall do that. But let me finish with Nicole here. That if you see something, remember the power that you have through your belief and faith in Jesus Christ can change things. It can make demons disappear. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this scaring everybody to death here on the planet. What do you think, Nicole?
Yes, I know full well that they do this, but they also to the general public right now, but they also did it to me too. I'll prepare because like I told you before, that my faith and my strength relies on God, and I think He will protect us and He will give us the strength to endure all these things.
He gives me the strength. I'm 40 years later and I'm still alive. They've anthraxed me. They've car crashed me 3 times. Roll over. There's a picture. I got a broken neck. I'm disabled. I can't make money. I'm on Social Security disability as a result of it. I mean, you know, I can use donations every month, folks. It helps pay the bills as far as internet and other things, and I need that. And I haven't been getting it lately because everybody's so tight. They're just out of money, I guess. But I try the best I can do, but if it wasn't for my faith in God, I wouldn't be around. I'd be dead now. I've been shot at. I could hear it boom, and I heard the little bee go by my ear during July the 4th. I heard it. I was on my patio living with my father at the time, and I heard this sound like a bee gun, and then all of a sudden, kaboom, I dropped to the patio and crawled in the back door on my hands and knees because they were down the street trying to shoot me. Anyway, I've been through H-E-L-L, hell. I'm still going through hell. But you know what? I don't lose my faith in Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for Him and wasn't for the power of prayer and knowing that He's protecting me, I would be dead. You can see my grand jury demand who I filed against. I've never gotten there. And four people nearly got killed over that. Anyway, Nicole, you got any last words people need to be looking for?
I think people need to stay close at home, stay close to your family and your friends, you know, your loved ones, and just pray every night for people to come to Yeshua, come to Christ, and also just pray for this nation and pray that God will assist those who are empowered to do His will on this planet, that they make the right decisions and they are inspired to have the strength that they need to fight this. And that's it. Pray for the nation, pray for your families and loved ones, and give a deep connection to Yeshua. That's all I have.
Why don't we close this with a prayer? You want to say a prayer?
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, you told us a long time ago, and it's in your words, that things will get worse and worse till they be like the days of Noah. But like the end of that story, there was peace that you provided. And I'm praying that people, they come to you with a humble heart, seeking after your face, and that we put your will into practice and our faith into practice. And I pray that everyone has that epiphany that they need you. And I want to thank you, Stu, and I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to live in this moment so I can see the glory that is all you. And I want to thank you so much for allowing all of us to have opportunity to serve you and do you proud. And I want to thank you for everything and all the blessings upon us in this nation. And I want to pray for the family of Donald Trump and those that are assisting him in the White House. May they stay strong and vigilant, and may angels tread wherever they go. Amen.
And I say, and I'm in agreement with Nicole's prayer. And I say this, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and by your stripes, you died for my sins and the other sins of the planet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Nicole. Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.